Sorry we weren't live this week, guys. We got presents for you. Presents! Another one from 12-hour celebration for WFOB 400. This is hour 10. And it's... I mean, at this point, we've been broadcasting for 9 hours. 9 hours? Or is it 10 hours? I guess... So we did 9 hours. This is the 10th one, right? So we've only 9 hours. So, I mean, that's not too bad. Guys, enjoy it. Here it goes. No! Not!
You haven't started with the sangria yet.
I had sangria earlier.
Now you're on tea.
Yeah, I go
caffeine free tea. You need something with a little caffeine in it.
I go get a new beverage every hour. I've just been beveraging it up all day. It's something different too. I haven't repeated a beverage yet.
So how many peas have you had?
Lots.
Yeah. You double streaming it up there?
Yeah. I pee every hour on the hour.
You think that's going to, like, translate into, like, your normal, like, tomorrow you're going to be peeing on the hour every hour?
He's
going to wake up.
Now I have a habit.
4 a.m., yeah, 5 a.m., 6 a.m.
This is like, it's like Pavlov's dogs. Every time the clock strikes a new hour.
What did that Pavlov's dog do, Travis? The Pavlov's dog?
They were ringing the bell. Yeah. Every time they rang the bell, they had to eat.
Oh, that's right. And then they eat.
You know, the one time I tried to pass a drug test and I was just shoveling water down. And, dude, I'll tell you what, I was peeing like every fucking 20 minutes, dude. It was the worst.
Did it help?
I mean, I passed, so.
You did?
I did.
Guys, we're joined by a special guest who I'm sure also pees.
Something in common.
Guys, Brian Kranz is here. Brian, you pee, right? You do some peeing?
Everybody pees, Mike. Everybody pees.
Where do you store your pee? Do you store it in your penis?
The internet tells me that pee is stored in the balls, so just keep it there, right?
Is that why they dangle?
That's why they raise up every time you take a piss. All of a sudden, they get closer to your body.
Oh, that makes sense.
Guys, yeah. Coming up in a little bit now. If you're a fan of this game.
Of the dub fod.
You can thank Brian because I did not have What's in Drunk's Mouth on the schedule. Brian said, if I'm coming on the show, we're putting stuff in Drunk's Mouth. So that is coming up in a little bit.
He wouldn't come on. He demanded it. He said, hey, yeah. We're going to put shit in Drunk's Mouth while I'm on there? I said, well, I'll talk to Mike.
Asking you,
we had a conversation. We said we needed to fill the hour, so
we're gonna fill Drunk's Mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, guys, this is like my brown M&M bowl of brown M&Ms moment. Yeah, I need things in Drunk's Mouth.
I went to the M&M store in Vegas, and you remember they used to have the tan one. They don't. You can't even find the tan one at the M&M store. It's ridiculous.
They don't you get it like anymore. Crunchy and peanut butter and everything, all the fillings, but just not tan.
Yeah, they have like one with like a chili bean in it. They got all kinds of weird ass M&Ms now, but the tan one that's gone.
Chili bean?
Oh, they got everything. Coffee nut.
I've had the one with the spicy peanut in it. I think. Like the jalapeno peanut.
I like the caramel.
Guys. We have a lot to talk to Brian about, and of course we're going to play everybody's favorite game, but there is something I need to talk to Travis about.
What do you got?
Travis, buddy. Travis, in 2000.
Oh, boy.
There's a rap group called the 504 Boys. That's boys with a Z, Travis.
Of course it is.
They have a song called I Can Tell. And the words are, you ain't got to say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you want to fuck.
That's only 2000? I thought that was way earlier than that.
And you ain't got to call me Yaboo. Just as bad as you want to fuck. I want to fuck too, Travis.
You ain't got to say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you want to fuck.
You ain't got to call me your boo. It's as bad as you want to fuck. I want to fuck too.
No, no, no.
Now, Travis, the question that I have for you, and I have a feeling you probably know what it is. Charles, can you kids bop that shit?
Kids bop that shit!
Kids bop that shit!
My brain is not working as well as it once did. You ain't gotta pay too much from the smell of those pies. I want to wish you good luck. And you got to count me in too. Just as bad as you want some luck, I want some luck too. It's not my finest work.
Travis, you're an artist.
It really is. It's like a weird thing, Brian, where I don't know how I matched the two things, but like somehow we found something that Travis like truly shines on. Like it's a gift.
It is. He's the popcorn bitch. He's so much more.
People search their entire lives for what their life means. And Travis, we found his.
If only when we discovered this, if I had that that moment where I'm like, this is what I want. This is what I want to do with my life. And I'm passionate about it, right? Like, I feel like it's a talent I can't do anything with. I'm waiting for the Kids Bop record people to contact me.
I mean, there are Kids Bop people. This music is happening. And they have to have writers. The children aren't writing this stuff, Travis.
I could be the Lou Pearlman of Kids Bop. I'll get the kids that can sing my lyrics together.
You go camp outside of Orlando and just wait for a good-looking kid that you can be like, hey, you ever thought about singing? I could put you on YouTube.
You want to be one of those YouTube stars?
Yeah, you eat a lot of hamburgers. They like it when you eat hamburgers on YouTube.
Do you know how to play Roblox? You can spend hours playing Roblox.
Travis, it's the nature of the show, but like in podcast form, and even people that pop in and out, they're not going to get the callbacks that I'm making from 6 hours ago.
I feel like it's only going to be funny to us in the moment.
Guys, in case you don't know, we talked about people eating hamburgers on YouTube at like 6, and it was hilarious.
You got to take our word for it.
Yeah, it may not seem funny now, but man, 6 hours ago, that shit was great.
Radio gold.
Brian,
oh my
buddy.
God, it's been so long. It's been so long.
Matt, you said it's starting, so fucking it's starting long. To hurt, isn't it? Isn't that what you said?
It just
keeps going.
Like I have to think of the words and then actually think of the motion of time. I don't like any of this right now.
Matt, these last couple hours, Matt.
They'll just fly by.
We're here.
They'll fly by.
Matt, these last couple hours are where champions are made. You know what I mean, Matt? These last couple hours, that's... Yeah, Matt.
Yeah, you guys should have just stuck with 4 hours.
Yeah, like... Yeah, but 4 hours
is... No, even six. Six would have been great.
Six isn't impressive, though, Matt. Six says nothing. 12 hours. 12 hours, Matt. That says we're ready to
grammar fight. And spelling are important.
I don't care about this ad.
Messages that
I wanna play the Rocky theme. Woo! Matt, that woo really hurt.
I'm going to punch a side of beef, you motherfuckers.
All right, let's get this game going.
Get the game going? No pleasantries, drunk?
Come on. Talk about, get it going.
Talk to would our like friend, to, would Brian like Kranz?
Yeah. Speak with Brian a little bit, drunk?
Just shove it in there.
We got to drag this out. We have 3 more fucking hours.
Yeah, but we only got 50 more minutes with Brian.
Who's to say? Maybe you spill over.
My jaw hurts.
We got a dead spot between hours 10 and 12.
Yeah, you got to understand, the next hour is going to be a real rough one.
I'm going to have to start drinking heavier.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to pour a drink soon because I think to get through that one.
All right, now, drunk, I need to talk to you real quick about strategy on this one because the main reason I'm really glad to be playing this game is I've played the game before. I think I played it twice before.
Nice.
And 9 times out of 10, I go with, yes, drunk's going to get it right. How is this
trying to rush through this too?
No. I'm trying to ask drunk, like marathon style, like how is your mouth feel? You've been talking all day. Well, like how exact do you think it is?
I only started at 7, so I'm still fresh. I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Drunk's feeling good. It's 3 rounds, Brian.
Now, I did work before this, so.
So it's 2 out of 3. If that changes anything, I don't know.
Yeah, because didn't he play during the marathon one that was like 7 picks or 9 or something?
Is it usually 3? I don't even remember.
It's usually 3, but one time he did like 7 or 9, and that mm-hmm. was just awful.
I think that's when
I think that was 200, episode 200 was, I believe, what that was.
That was too many items.
Yeah. But I still think I got over half of them correct.
Drunk, over the years, Mistakes have been made,
but I think... I've only gotten at least half twice.
Drunk, do you remember the time that Travis had the great idea of doing a 12-hour broadcast?
So it was Travis's idea.
Was this Travis's idea? I feel like I was pretty supportive of it. You do deserve a raise in the form of a
sweet Diet Dr. Pepper. Oh, sip it. I fucking love this guy. Sweet.
These are my delegates. Justin Guarini.
Like Mike reported that. I'll
take these. Drunk, you knew that was Justin Guarini?
Of course I did. Isn't she great? A little sweet.
How do you guys know? Little sweet, going back to the spin cycle. Diet Dr. Pepper. It's the sweet one.
Where were you 7 hours ago when nobody knew who the fuck Little Sweet was?
I was at work, sir.
Brian.
Yeah.
Should we just play the game?
I mean, yeah, I think, you know, drunk's still fresh. Let's get, you know, I think we should inject some new energy into the room.
Brian, I thought
we were talking before we came back that Brian hasn't been back around since the bombshell on Joe Exotic dropped.
Yeah, Brian was our special correspondent on that. Brian, when are we going to crack another case, man?
Oh, I don't know. That case was so weird because it was like all these different worlds. Like, I know an investigative reporter from that area. So when that story was breaking, it was like big news to like certain people in a circle I know. And just the whole time I was like, I know them from the wheelbarrow full of dicks.
I mean,
did you hear a little earlier?
Yeah, we got DM'd that story like 8 times from 8 different people. Like everybody was like, hey, Mike, did you hear?
Oh, no, but I sent the investigative reporters that had been looking into that guy. I sent them the episode that he called in from his honeymoon.
He was a very nice man, Brian.
He was. I loved him.
He was a lovely dude. He was a pleasure.
He was on John
to.
Oliver.
That's where I got him from. I saw him on that, and I was like, we gotta talk.
Yeah.
To
as soon as we saw his music videos and shit, it was like, this is our guy.
Yeah.
This guy's mm-hmm. running for president. We gotta talk to him. And what did he was on twice?
Yeah. Strangely enough, like a couple days after he was on John Oliver and had national exposure, he had no problem giving me his home phone number. Like just from messaging him on Facebook. He was like, yeah, sure. Here's my home phone number. Text me and we'll figure it out. I was like, Joe, you were just on HBO, bro. Quit giving people your home phone number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's smart.
But yeah.
Did you hear earlier, Brian, that NBA star Shaquille O'Neal actually is an investor in Joe Exotic's pet sanctuary.
I do remember hearing that. That's why I like the WFOD circle.
We played.
It was just amazing to me. I was like, this is your shining moment.
What won't Shaquille O'Neal promote? And
one of my favorite games on the show, because it's just amazing, because now I see him everywhere.
He
may be Shaq woke.
He is everywhere. He does
everywhere.
Everything. Like, if you throw a couple bucks at Shaq, he'll say whatever you want him to.
And this motherfucker threw a womp womp of womp on us. I knew the way this game is played. You fucked me, Mike. You fucked
that
me.
Goddamn bail bondsman.
See, that's great that after all these years drunk, I can still surprise you every now and then. We haven't said everything that we needed to say. There's so much more to explore. I just found out like 3 weeks ago that you wear shoes three sizes too big. You just never know.
Fucking clown shoes.
I can't keep track of all these weird things about drunk.
Yeah, he didn't know I had a dog till like 2 weeks before I put him down, and he was almost 16 years old.
Yeah, that was a weird thing to find out through that way. Drunk, what's the dresser count right now, though?
It's the same as it had. Well, Lindy bought one.
Well.
I mean, I told you about
it. There's a well, Brian.
I told you about
it. I heard that.
You just programmed the next 40 minutes. Thank you.
You guys go take breaks. I got this drunk.
Well.
What colors are they? Like, are they like from a certain collection? Are they are you like a side of the road collector?
The lady likes to buy just straight up black.
Just black
dresses? We had a green
like
one.
Like IKEA? Like flat black?
We got that one from Value City, I believe. It's like a matte black.
Easy to clean.
Yeah.
Understandable. Matches with everything.
We had gotten a green one, but we sanded that down and stained that one, so that was a pretty dark stain.
Did you shabby chic it? Is that what you did?
We did, absolutely.
You shabby chic.
Good for you.
Now that one's in the front room holding all our TV stuffs.
Fuck is shabby chic.
What TV stuff?
You know, like the PlayStation and the box. And
you put the PlayStation in a dresser drawer?
That's a good question. You should answer that, drunk.
We do. Yeah.
Doesn't the remote need to like see the laser? You can't like hide it away, doesn't it? They need to.
No,
like...
man, that shit's Bluetooth.
Yeah, that should work.
Oh.
Yeah, it's all over Wi-Fi or something like that. Yeah.
I can change my Roku TV upstairs.
Wait, but hold downstairs. On a second. When you got to worry about the PlayStation because it'll overheat if it's in it. Do you open the drawer and then play it?
Yeah, it's in an open drawer. Yeah.
So then you close the drawer when you're done with it.
So here's the deal. Like,
whoa.
The reason we stopped using this particular dresser is because the face of the top drawer fell off. So it's just kind of. Tucked in there.
Perfect for a PlayStation?
Yeah.
I see. So
instead of buying a 12th dresser to use as an entertainment center, why didn't you buy an entertainment center?
No, we didn't buy. This was a dresser that we used to use that broke that we moved to the front.
Oh, so you repurposed it.
Yes.
Mm.
That's good. Just not throwing anything away. That's,
what
that you're helping
you
the environment.
As an entertainment center before that happened?
But you know, like underneath that drawer, we got the drawer like that we put the ashtrays in, and then
you smoke in your house, you filthy animal.
Is this not 1989?
Travis, do you know I really want to go in Drunk's house.
We literally keep our windows open probably like 280 days.
Drunk,
in the year.
Invite me to your house.
Yeah,
Aren't you afraid you'll never get a vampire?
Don't you think it's weird, guys, that I've never been invited to Drunk's house?
There's open door policy. When we're done, I'll tell you where the hide a key is.
Drunk, I don't want to hide a key.
You could go use his pool.
Drunk.
Absolutely, you can use the pool whenever you'd like, buddy.
I want the tour. I want to see the dressers. I want to see the living room dresser that you put your TV on. I want to see the kitchen dresser that you put your pots and pans in.
Can you imagine the Facebook stories?
Travis. Yeah. Travis, this is crazy stuff, right?
This is
if Mike took advantage of the open door policy with the pool and just like drunk started coming home each day and Mike's just out in his pool.
No, he can come whenever he likes.
On his second sangria.
Yeah.
Laura! Drunk has a pool. You want to go to Drunk's house and go swimming?
We're going to go swim in a drunk's house.
He's not home.
And we're going to see all his dressers. He's got 12 of them. And they're all black.
They're not all black. They're not
except for the shabby chic green one.
No,
the shabby chic.
No, it's stained now.
So. Laura's in.
Shabby chic means.
Guys, we're doing the drunk house tour. We're going to go swimming.
I hope you take.
Oh, you should do that. You should do that for the 12th hour.
Yeah, when it's like Graceland.
I'm gonna call in, and we're gonna take a road trip over to Drunk's house, and I'm gonna tell you guys about the dressers.
Yeah, 12th hour. Go over there. Go take it mobile.
Napier was a hoarder. He invited me to his house, and like he just had like 10 boxes of Diet Pepsi stacked up next to his couch, and but drunk. Yeah,
while I'm not the cleanest motherfucker around, you can still walk through my house without kicking over Diet Pepsi boxes.
But
it's mostly just like, you know, table and coffee table clutter with the mail and whatnot.
So Brian,
mm-hmm.
I think I said we were gonna play the game 15 minutes ago.
We're staying on the show format.
So you've heard us before.
Every week.
Guys, what's in Drunk's mouth has
There's no time to waste. Drunk's heartbeat quickens.
It does.
Despite his gentle reputation, he is also a hard man. Compassionate, loving, funny, strong, and handsome.
So let's put things in his
You have a cooler
mouth.
Down here? This whole time, I could have been having my coffee drinks in your cooler. Which side would you like me to
Matt, did you fall asleep?
No.
I'm here. Are you still drinking Michelob Ultras?
What's in the drunkard's mouth? Won't you tell me what is in his mouth? What's in the drunkard's mouth? Won't you tell me what is in his mouth?
Sweet dreams, Mike. Sweet dreams.
So, guys,
this does not sound familiar to me.
What? We've had this theme song at least 5 times.
I don't.
It's a classic.
Maybe this was played before I could hear what you were playing on the other end.
That's
probably it.
That could be.
I have sent...
It's been quite some time since we've played this game.
Brian, Matt, and Travis, which oddly enough is one of the few Facebook message combinations I don't have.
It's like the only one.
I sent the three of you a picture of the items.
I only see two. Oh, no, never mind. My eyes are working again.
Is that a cum rag?
Matt, Drunk has his headphones on.
Wow.
Matt.
Wow.
So.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Drunk cum rags is not one of the items.
I mean, while there's very few rules, I think you know where the line is.
It is the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks podcast.
While we did have our sexy story dick in my mouth.
So there's three items, Brian. I've put the items in chat for the people tuning in live.
The whole Brian, thing fell.
Brian, he would need to get 2 out of 3 to win. What do you think? Do you think that Drunk has this? I think one of them is pretty. What's wrong, guys?
I'm in a fucking breakdown. I'm sorry.
Whoever needs to laugh, just go ahead and laugh, and I'll just let me know, Mike. I'm looking at these items. How specific?
This is like, serious.
Are we talking about object or like name brand?
I think that one of them. I think we're probably talking about the same one. I think that he would. I don't know, Travis. Do you think that he would need to be specific, or do you think that?
I think generalization would be plenty.
So I mean, if he sort of guesses.
Good enough.
Like in a general sense, what it is.
Yep. It all depends on what WFOD's tolerance level for mistakes are at this point. And I think that's probably pretty low. So I think, you know,
saying WFOD doesn't have standards?
No, it just this hour. They're going to be a little bit more lax.
That's although, you know, with Drunk, I mean, like, should we be tougher on him? Because
he is a pro.
He's so goddamn good at it.
The way you guys are talking about tonight, I might go over 3 tonight. Shit. You guys are making it sound pretty
now,
tough.
No way. You're going 4 for 3 tonight.
Mike's dick.
Depending on the one specific item and how specific we demand that he be, I think Drunk will probably go 3 for 3 on this one.
I think he will too.
I mean, that's just what I think. But Brian is the contestant in this game. Brian, what do you
just go object by object to see? Object 1, yes or no?
Should I do them in the order that I put them in the chat, or probably the opposite order? Opposite order.
Yeah, go opposite.
Okay, so Brian, the first item. This would probably be a cinch, wouldn't you think? I would think that he would get this.
It depends on what end goes in first.
Does it?
I think so.
I think that, I mean, like, we want Drunk to succeed, I would say. So
always.
I would say that I would probably put the end in that would make the most sense for him.
Oh, because you're a good friend. Yes, of course.
Yeah. Why don't you start with the end that doesn't make sense, and
Matt, Drunk takes pride in this. He may not admit it.
I do.
But Drunk, he's got a lot on the line here. He's got his reputation. You know what I'm saying?
It's like his version of Kidz Bop.
I'm just saying, if you put it in the other way, the quote unquote wrong way,
ass end first.
Yeah, just to see if he can get it off of that, and then give him the other end.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Drunk, what I'm going to do, I'm going to put this item in your mouth.
Okay.
If you want the front end, you just let me know, and then I'm going to flip it around and get your slobber all over my head.
Mike, do you wear gloves?
I don't.
You don't wear?
No, man. Me and Drunk, we're friends. I've known Drunk my entire adult life. Mm-hmm. Drunk can slobber on me.
Disease-free. I'm disease-free.
So, Drunk, I really liked it better when Napier was the one that.
I know you. That's why we stopped playing this game as often. I know this.
Drunk, Napier, open your mouth. Glove. I'm gonna put this item in your mouth. Drunk is he signals for me to flip it around. It's an audio podcast, Drunk.
It's a computer mouse.
Guys, Drunk has guessed a computer mouse for item 1. And Drunk, it is...
Drunk, we're looking for a name brand.
An insignia computer mouse.
Drunk, it's a computer mouse, Drunk. That's all there is to You've it. Done it again, Drunk. Oh, I didn't know he said Price is Right. That ruined it.
Logitech. Is it Logitech, Mike?
It actually is a Logitech. Strangely enough, weird. Okay, guys. Item number 2 in reverse order. This is probably easy, right, Brian? He's probably easy, I would say.
You're throwing him some curveballs, but yeah, I think he has an intelligent mouth. I think he'll get it.
Now, there is he probably could say the wrong thing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're saying.
And if he says the wrong thing, then he's fucking wrong. You know what I mean?
I mean, I know he's bounced back for some big losses, but I think he can get this one.
Okay. Drunk, I'm going to put the second item in your mouth. Drunky, you're accepting more into your mouth. Are you going to put the whole thing in your mouth? Drunk has now consumed the entire item.
Mike, do you know how to do the Heimlich?
Is it a Kleenex?
Oh, Drunk. Buddy. Bam. Drunk, it is a Kleenex, Drunk.
Oh, that one's gross. That would, like, I couldn't have that in my mouth.
But no, really, Mike, do you know how to do the Heimlich? I'm actually curious.
I don't. No, they've offered classes.
Okay, so anyway, Drunk, so if something happens, you can basically, you've ever seen him like do it in the movies, you can force on yourself on top of a chair, since Mike can't help you if he puts too much things in your mouth.
Right. Just launch yourself into it.
Yeah, just like basically suplex a table.
Like head first, though.
Oh, Drunk, in the chat, they were asking for us to go live on video.
Like this Periscope or whatever.
Yeah.
Periscope's gone.
Facebook Live.
Periscope's gone?
Instagram Live?
When did that happen?
Facebook Live, Instagram Live. You got Twitter video.
Mm-hmm.
So we are currently live on Instagram Stories, guys. I will give you a minute to come witness the third and final item.
See if he closes out strong.
He is.
Is he still picking Kleenex out of his teeth?
No. He handed it to me. So he's currently.
Do I get to keep the Kleenexes?
It is the rule that he gets to keep all the shit. You know
that's
that.
True.
You can't keep any of these, Drunk. These are. I mean, you can have the Kleenex, sure. So the third and final item. Drunk has already gone 2 for 3. Drunk has won.
Like he did it with our hearts long ago.
Right. Now I'm just trying to go to increase my average from 750 to 775.
Guys, while you're checking us out on Instagram. I'm echoing.
Nope, I'll turn that off.
Guys,
I'm leaving.
While you're checking us out on Instagram.
Brian.
10th hour production value.
My bad.
Gotta love it.
Gone.
Who is this guy that's underneath?
That's Brian. Brian, who's on the show right now, guys.
How did he get in?
While you guys are here on Instagram Stories, this clock, it just stays 10:20. And I've changed the batteries. But the second hand, I don't know if you can see the second hand. The second hand just keeps ticking right at the 9, and it never leaves the 9. So it's just 10:20 forever.
Yeah.
So, Brian, the third item, that's the one that we are worried about. That's the one that we're not sure if he can get. Guys, on Instagram Stories, this is the third item. So we've decided that he doesn't need to be specific, but he does need to get, like, what it is.
Okay.
So what do you...
Oh, there's so many questions I want to ask, but I can't because I'm horrible with spoilers, so I can't do anything. You know what? But, like, I'm going to say Drunk's on a streak, and I think he's going to impress us all.
So now here's the fun part. How am I going to hold the phone and put the item in his mouth?
I think Drunk should hold the phone. Just
Drunk.
I point at a certain spot.
Drunk, hold the phone right there, Drunk. See, now this adds another layer, guys. See, because now Drunk is being a cinematographer while...
And what is blindfolded. It? Calisthenics? Is that the exercise where you hold the weight out? Calisthenics? Is that it?
The exercise, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's exercise, Brian.
Am I getting a good shot here?
Guys, we've been doing this since 2 o'clock. This is stupid. More importantly, more important than the 2 o'clock thing, guys. We've been doing this for almost 10 years. Okay. Drunk, open your mouth. Okay, guys. This is the item. It's going in Drunk's mouth.
Drunk. The look on Drunk's face when he opens his mouth and he's ready to accept it is very disturbing.
So disturbing.
I don't like this.
I'm really glad I can't see it.
Hey, you want me to flip it around?
Oh, my
God.
I actually think it's a bad idea that we did video, guys. Oh.
Matt, just breathe. Just breathe, Matt.
I just don't. Oh, God.
That's some sort of PlayStation or Xbox controller?
See, now here we go, Brian.
I'd take it.
Do we accept that?
Well, the only thing, because I don't play a ton of video games, and what you described in the chat, I've never seen. I lived with someone who had that specific console, and I've never seen that controller.
Guys, in the Instagram story here, we have people asking, "Is that Drunk? Who the fuck else would it be?" First of all. Well, I want you guys to decide. He guessed video game controller, right? So
yeah, that's a win.
We give it to him, right?
Yep.
So I'm biased. Absolutely, give it to him.
It was a Wii controller.
I didn't know that.
That didn't look like a Wii controller. That looks more like an N64 controller than anything else.
It looks like one of those like knockoff.
Oh yeah,
games. like a plug and play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, only has three games on it.
Controller for Wii.
I don't think I would have ever guessed Wii for that one.
No, because a Wiimote is obviously longer.
Right. Yes. Ain't it more like a nunchuck?
Mm-hmm.
It is like a nunchuck drunk.
Yeah. Brian.
A nunchaku, if you will. Will you?
He kind of like started to pull that out of his mouth, and he kind of like reached for it with his mouth.
That was the most really disturbing weird part.
He was hungry for it, right?
Like a goldfish, kind of? Like, I didn't get to
see
it.
Yeah, it was like, honestly, I'll tell you what it reminded me of. It's like when you see a mother bird feeding a baby bird. Like, it's just sitting there with its mouth open, and I don't want to see that ever again.
Are you going to be is now a good time to take a break?
You're going to need to eternal sunshine that from your brain.
Yeah, something.
Little Man in Black, little...
Brian, thanks for having faith in me, buddy.
Oh, God. Like, I'm honestly impressed by your talents, and I'm really glad that you allowed me to be a part of this.
100%.
Brian, you've been with us the entire Travis era, haven't you?
Yes.
Well, he is like our official Morgan Freeman, isn't he? He pretty much narrates everything for us.
He narrated, the erotic fanfic. Is that what you'd call that? I don't even know what you would call that. It was.
We need a narrator. We call Brian Kranz. He's up and willing to help us all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're with us 4 hours ago when we played the fan fiction.
Oh, yeah. I missed it. No, I was sorry. I was busy doing absolutely anything else.
Well, luckily, we're posting all 12 hours of this, so you can catch up.
Brian, what do you think of Sonic's people teeth?
Oh, great go-to question.
I think I'm sorry. Like, when it comes to this, like, I got no skin in that game.
But, okay,
like,
better question, Brian. When you're out rollerblading, when you're out doing your rollerblading, what do you do with your wallet, Brian?
I leave it in the car.
You do? You don't take your wallet with you? What if you get pulled over by the federales and they want to know your identity?
Say, rollerblade with me to my car, and I'll give you my ID.
Guards and the cops. So when they come by, like, excuse me, I'm like, they're like, oh, hey, I'm like, we'll get our stuff and go. They're like, okay, yeah. Besides, in Oakland and San Francisco, they don't care.
They got shit to do.
I'm more concerned about the people that are just hanging around, not having much to do and digging through people's stuff. So yeah, like my phone, my wallet, all that. I leave it in my car.
Was the Oakland wasn't on fire, was it?
No, Oakland wasn't on fire because you're talking about that we had the campfire, which was like the most destructive campfire, and but it was horrible. But all the smoke was in Oakland and the Bay Area, so like we had to wear like it was basically like Mad Max for like 2 weeks.
Oh, so like all the smoke and shit kind of lofted that way.
That was all actually legal cannabis that was in the air.
Yeah, it coincided with 420. It was really hard to tell what was what.
You know, they call it Oaksterdam. They call it that for a reason.
Yeah, but Oaksterdam got shut down like years ago by like, you know, the feds. And now everything is pot out here. It's so weird.
When are you going to take your weed road trip out Brian's way?
I mean, it's potentially possible. I think we're going to do Portland again next year, so.
Yeah, how many states can you go to now there? It's legal. Like, it's not even less of a tourist destination other than the fact of, like, everybody wants California's weed. So
it's like
our legalization has made the black market more lucrative.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's, like, 9 states.
Oh, I have a question. Drunk, you smoke. So, like, if somebody's like, oh, this is from California, like, will you pay more?
No.
Good for you.
Absolutely.
Good for you.
Brian, as it gets legalized in places, do the drug dealers move?
And I actually feel like Colorado has better weed than California at this point. So
I've smoked some Colorado stuff when I was on like at a forced tolerance break on a road trip, and that will knock you out. That is. I don't know if it's the altitude or what.
It could very well be.
Mm-hmm. But no, Mike, no, the drug dealers don't go anywhere else. It's like they just have the same people that have been growing it illegally now because it's like there's less like local cops jumping down on the black market has more opportunities because there's fewer resources looking for it. But yeah, just basically now because like I used to buy – if you buy online or like the delivery services, you just pay a lot more in taxes. So if your friend's just like, hey, I have an eighth. Do you want to buy it? And be like, I like saving money.
Right.
Yeah. So there's, I mean, it's whatever. It's like, but the only difference is like, you know, now the guy that's trying to sell you weed he's only trying to sell you weed. There's not like a drug dealer. He's just a guy with legal weed.
Right. And for the most part, hasn't it kind of like helped prices on the black market too? Just because.
So it's like selling shit on Craigslist now. It's just like, hey man, I got all this weed. Or like, you know, hey, I got
Well, with legalization, you're allowed to like grow like 6 or 9 plants or something like that, right?
Oh yeah, and like the way they did it during the medicinal days, like we just have a WFOD co-op. Like were there 5 of us on the phone right now? We all just get our cards, we'd sign this right paperwork, and then I'm out here, I'd grow all the plants for us, and then because each person, like, oh, I'm going to take Drunk's 9 plants. I'm going to take Mike's 9 plants. I'm going to take Travis's. And I'm going to have, you know, say, 45 plants. And they're just like, oh, that's not an issue because it's all distributed. Now it's, like, increased and just trying to sell it. And because everybody's trying to have their own, like, weed brands,
right,
that's really stupid. It costs a lot more just to go to like your average place and just like, I'm going to walk into a pot shop and I just want cheap weed. And they're like, oh, it doesn't exist anymore. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Well, has it at least helped with like the illegal growing in the state and national parks and stuff?
Not really. Because there's still a high demand for it. It's just now it's kind of easier to get to it. And again, it becomes to an enforcement. There's some jurisdictions that will crack down on illegal grows, but because now it's like legalized across the state, there's this gigantic gray area.
Right.
But they are still trying to cut down on the people. Like,
well, you can't grow in fucking Sequoia National Park. You're an idiot if you think you can. So.
Yeah, but before legalization, it was so profitable that it was worth the risk.
Right.
Now that
right.
it's legalized, it's like, screw it. Let's just go buy an acre in Mendocino County.
Sure. Well, it's funny, too, because, you know, when Canada became legal, they ran out of weed on their second day.
And California was like, can we help you with that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
the traffic immediately wants to go up there. But, yeah, it's I've just had a lot of friends that have been in the medicinal area, and they were kind of shunning the legalization. And even now in California is just because a lot of the cannabis collectives and things like that are trying to ask for a lower tax rate because, like, look, it's generating revenue, but it's not as high as we thought because a lot of people are now going to the black market because it's so expensive.
Right.
So no, imagine like, you know, like, so, you know, I moved to the Bay 10 years ago. Just when it was, I got a medicinal card. So it was like legal for me to smoke. And all of a sudden I've been smoking pot for 10 years. And then all of a sudden now it's, you know, 30% more. Why would I want to go pay all those taxes for the same stuff? That's all instantly just more expensive for me. So that's why there's the push towards the black market.
That's why you just drive an hour and a half north to Oregon and buy it.
Yeah. Even when I was in Denver, somebody's like, why did you pay retail prices? Like, I could get you my medical discount. I was like, I don't know. I'm a tourist. Tourists are supposed to waste money.
Matt went to the dentist and they only cleaned half of his teeth.
Only half of them.
What? Which, like, top half, bottom half, like side to side, which half?
They did the right half.
We didn't cover that before.
Yeah, we did.
Those are those pressing questions.
Oh, like which side? See, that's Brian. He asks the hard hitting questions, Travis.
Yeah, the right half.
Yeah. Okay. Right by looking at you, or your right, like stage left, stage.
My right.
Your right.
Yeah, so, of course he said his right, Travis. Why would he say?
Well, in case I was looking at him and I wanted to know.
Well, you know, Mike, it's not fair. You just jumped down his throat for not asking the hard-hitting questions, and then he asked questions.
I'm sick.
Look, I'm going to say, investigation purposes.
Get a follow-up.
Travis, that was a good follow-up.
Thank you.
No.
Because that clarified and worked off of what I had and allowed me time to ask a follow-up question to him, too.
Right, and you never know what we could uncover by me asking that follow-up question.
I could be making shit up.
I'm sick of your shit, Travis.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
Travis.
Are you guys okay? Do you want me to like monologue so you guys can like take a break and like you guys like babies to kiss asleep?
Travis, you know what?
I'm good. I'm excellent.
Travis, you know what we need to do?
What up, drunk?
I need to get another drink. What do we need to do now?
Travis, I need a drink.
We need to do the King of Pranks live.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
We got that coming up.
So get another four fingers, and you'll be good to go.
Fuck yeah, Travis. We got to do the King of Pranks live, baby.
Oh, no.
Woo!
Travis, it's okay. I'll just get off of Skype, and you just call me on my phone. I'll pretend I have to be surprised.
Okay, we can do King of Pranks. I'm all right.
Do you want to do that now, or do you want to do it later?
I mean...
Travis. You want me to give you my mom's phone number?
Travis needs to get another four fingers first. So
Travis, you need to do another drink. You want to do it after the break, Travis?
Yeah. We can do it after the break. Brian, are you going to stick around? You got to get out of here. What's happening?
I mean, I definitely have to pee for a little bit. But I will commend you guys, because normally you go half hour or sometimes even 20 minutes and take a break, and you're like pounding it out and like because this has been almost 50 minutes.
What?
Maybe for a break. Like, good for you.
What does pee for a little bit mean?
Well, he's got to get all the pee out of his penis, Matt. There's a certain amount in there.
I've never heard anybody say, I've got to pee for a little bit.
However big your penis is, that's how much pee you can hold.
Let me explain. So, like, sometimes, like, when I do my podcast break, I'll run. I'm like, all right, good. So there's initial, like, oh, good. Like, the sensation's gone. Like, the pee that I was storing up. But then sometimes, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm the only person on earth that does it, but I shut it off too early. So then, like, you wait, and then right before you come back to break, you have that last little bit if it had built up. So, like, when you come in, sit down in the chair to podcast, like, you're 100% that you're empty. That's my pee for a little bit.
I just found a Post-it note stuck to the bottom side of my laptop when I was just looking for my vape pen. Apparently, I was trying to write a President's Day rap at one point.
Was that a bit we were doing on the show?
I don't know if we did or if
I don't know why you
this,
would write would a President's Day rap like for fun. It was probably for the show, right?
I would assume, yeah. Any of the kind of nonsense like this would obviously be for this program.
Travis, but, that thing we played earlier about, I think it was the thing about blurred lines.
Yeah.
I have no memory of making that.
Well, it was pre-Travis. It was 2013, so...
Like, yeah, I have no memory of making that. Like, I heard that, and I was like, is that me? Did I make that? That's my voice. Obviously, I made that. I mean, like, I remember a lot of the stuff that we did. Like, you know, when I hear it back, I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember that. I don't remember that bit at all.
Maybe it was Bob Saget.
I mean, if this, what you could rhyme, I got something about executive order and Mexican border.
Oh, God.
something Queen Liz of America.
Travis, this sounds like a pretty good rap. So you were just writing things that rhymed, or do you have?
Yeah, I think I started it from the looks of it. It goes something like, I'll read you what I have here until it trails off.
And it's just a post-it note on the bottom of your laptop?
Yeah, it was stuck to the bottom of my laptop, and it's all stained and shit. I don't know what the hell long it's been here.
So your laptop, it doesn't go to your lap very often. It just kind of stays where it is.
It sits on my desk. Yeah, it always sits on my desk. I never move it. Oh, this is something.
Let's hear it.
That's right, motherfuckers. Grab a motherfucking drink and put your motherfucking hands in the air. It's President's Day. That must be the intro. Back is the day where we celebrate the presidents, leaders of the free world, the pinnacle of excellence. Wilson, Nixon, and Taft. Oh, that's the end, and then it trails. There's nothing left then. So that's a pretty decent first line for a stupid rap about presidents.
We'll iron it out.
I gotta revisit this.
That was it. Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. If you enjoyed it, subscribe so you don't miss the next one. Leave a review, tell a friend. You can also listen live every Tuesday night on strangelabel.com. There's other programs on that station, all of which you should check out. You can interact with us via phone, 636-487-HAM. Email, email Mike, Travis, Drunk, or Matt at WFOD.com. On social media, we're at WFO Dix on everything. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Val, Brian Kranz, and Liquid Lozenge. If you'd like to be a Patreon sponsor, it's patreon.com/WFODix. You get about 20 minutes of bonus content, as little as $1 a month. We'll see you back next week, guys. Again, sorry we weren't live. But, yeah, see you then. Thanks. Bye.
Of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.